Hello, boys and girls. This is the Big Scary News with your host, Drew Badger, bringing you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry. In addition, we have an interview you won't find anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly brought to you by our title sponsor, Froggy's Fog, makers of the finest fog, smoke, snow, and scents. Visit them at froggiesfog.com. And now, boys and girls, don't be scared, because it's time for the Big Scary News.
What do you say we see what's shaking in the outer limits? Now, it may get a little hairy once in a while, but don't let it flip you out.
Hello everyone, Drew Badger here. This is Big Scary News for episode 121, and we're going to start off with some news from Days of the Dead coming to Charlotte. Coming off a 22-year hiatus from the public eye, it is with great pleasure that we announce the addition of musician Vinnie Vincent to the guest roster for Days of the Dead Charlotte, happening May 18th through the 20th at the Sheraton Charlotte Hotel. Vinnie Vincent is perhaps best known as a former member of the legendary rock band Kiss, which he performed with from 82 until 84, and appearing on the albums Lick It Up and Creatures of the Night. Vincent was the last member to wear a unique makeup and costume concept, taking on the character of the Ankh Warrior. Vinnie Vincent is the music architect who performed, produced, and wrote music with his own band, the Vinnie Vincent Invasion, releasing two full-length albums with the group. Horror fans may even remember the song Love Kills, written by Vincent, which not only appeared as part of the soundtrack to A Nightmare on Elm Street 4 The Dream Master, but also saw Vinnie wearing Freddy Krueger's trademark sweater, hat, and glove in the Love Kills video, as well as performing the song with Freddy himself in an MTV special hour-long promotion for Nightmare on Elm Street 4. Vinnie Vincent joins previously announced guests Cassandra Peterson, Linda Blair, Tom Matthews, C.J. Graham, Tony Todd, Dee Snider, Heather Langenkamp, Linnea Quigley, and many, many more still to be announced for Days of the Dead's debut in the Carolinas. Tickets for Days of the Dead Charlotte are on sale now at daysofthedead.com. We have this from Midsummer Scream 2018 coming to Long Beach, California. Midsummer Scream returns July 28th and 29th to the Long Beach Convention Center, and we're working hard to make this the best and scariest show yet. Expect more haunted attractions in our expanded Hall of Shadows and more creepy vendors to shop from on our show floor. And as always, a variety of stages bringing you the best of Halloween and horror-themed entertainment and previews from new and favorite events. This year, we're introducing the Gold Bat Pass for the most discriminating of Halloween fans. In addition to weekend access to Midsummer Scream, Gold Bat Pass holders receive the following perks. Early show floor access. Doors open 1 hour early for Gold Bats, which is 10 a.m. Priority access to panels and presentations. Front-of-line privileges to select attractions in the Hall of Shadows, a collectible lanyard and credential, an exclusive Gold Bat enamel pin available only to Gold Bat pass holders, and limited quantities are available. These will sell out. To ensure you're being notified of all event updates, including special guests and discounts, be sure to follow them on social media, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Stay tuned for more news on special guests and other tricks and treats coming to Midsummer Scream 2018. Get more information over the coming weeks and months at midsummerscream.org. We have a little toy news from NECA via BrokeHorrorFan.com. Friday the 13th Part 2 is the latest installment in the Slasher franchise to join NECA's Ultimate Action Figure line. The 7-inch scale Jason Voorhees toy is due out in September 2018. It has two interchangeable heads and over 25 points of articulation. It's loaded with accessories, campfire, Mrs. Voorhees' severed head, machete, knife, pickaxe, spear, and pitchfork. You can see pics at BrokeHorrorFan.com/tagged/NECA, N-E-C-A. And we've got a little news, since we're talking about Friday the 13th, regarding Kane Hodder. I'm assuming most of you out there know who Kane Hodder is, but for the couple of horror fans that might not, let me do a quick rundown. Hodder is best known for playing Jason Voorhees in Friday the 13th Part 8, Jason Takes Manhattan, Jason Goes to Hell, and Jason X. On top of that, the man has played Victor Crowley in all of the Adam Green's Hatchet films, Freddy Krueger's Glove in Jason Goes to Hell, and even stepped up to the plate and did a few scenes as Leatherface in Leatherface, The Texas Chainsaw Massacre 3. But what about Michael Myers? Not to get stingy or anything, but how does Kane Hodder feel about playing almost every notable modern horror victim other than the big bad from John Carpenter's Halloween? Well, we got this covered, just spoke with Hodder about that issue, and Hodder, of course, is game as hell to throw on the white mask at any time. Quote, "It's pretty cool to say I did one shot as Freddy, several scenes as Leatherface, four of the movies as Jason. I just need to do a movie version of Michael Myers." Also, Masterfully Macabre Entertainment announced, or has announced, that they have put the final touches on their latest documentary, To Hell and Back, The Kane Hodder Story. This in-depth biological documentary on horror icon Kane Hodder features interviews with cinema legends including Bruce Campbell, Robert Englund, and Cassandra Peterson. To Hell and Back, The Kane Hodder Story has been submitted to some of the most prestigious and well-known film festivals around the world. Through a very successful Indiegogo campaign, Kane fans have made it clear that the horror genre is a sensation worldwide. With contributors from over 15 countries, To Hell and Back has obtained a diverse and widespread following. Masterfully Macabre Entertainment will present both domestic and international premieres and bring the highly anticipated documentary to audiences around the world. To Hell and Back is the harrowing story of a stuntman overcoming a dehumanizing childhood filled with torment and bullying in Sparks, Nevada. After surviving a near-death burn accident, he worked his way up through to Hollywood, leading to his ultimate rise as Jason Voorhees in the Friday the 13th series and making countless moviegoers forever terrified of hockey masks and summer camps. After decades of watching Kane Hodder on screen, get ready to meet the man behind the mask in To Hell and Back, a uniquely human story about one of cinema's most vicious monsters. The documentary is directed by Derek Dennis Herbert and produced by Andrew Barcello, and features interviews with Robert Englund, Bruce Campbell, Adam Green, Cassandra Peterson, Danielle Harris, Harrison Smith, Sid Haig, Bill Moseley, and Michael Aloisi, as well as Hodder himself. The film will be released via Epic Pictures and Dread Central Presents this July. You can see a trailer of the documentary on YouTube. We have a little news on the upcoming Blair Witch series via BloodyDisgusting.com. Lionsgate is making some moves in the digital content space with their newly branded Studio L, reports Deadline. The studio announced that their initial slate, which includes three features set to bow this spring along with episodic projects in development. One such project, hiding deep within the story, is a series based on Eduardo Sanchez's and Daniel Myrick's 1999 The Blair Witch Project, which spawned two sequels and a forthcoming documentary. The found footage video told the tale of three film students, played by Heather Donahue, Joshua Leonard, and Michael Williams, who've traveled to a small town to collect documentary footage about the Blair Witch, a legendary local murderer. Over the course of several days, the students interview townspeople and gather clues to support the tale's veracity, but the project takes a frightening turn when the students lose their way in the woods and begin hearing horrific noises. Wingard and Simon Barrett's Blair Witch open the door to expanded mythology in their paradoxical take on the material. It'll be interesting to see if the new series remains canon or if they'll begin anew and if they continue with the found footage camera work. We have a little bit of news from the Reaper's Dungeon Haunted Attraction in Cottageville, South Carolina. Since 2010, the Reaper's Dungeon Haunted Attraction has been scaring and entertaining the citizens in and around Colleton County, South Carolina. We have provided numerous adult and youth volunteers with a place to go to fit in, have fun, and earn community service hours for local organizations. On February 27, 2018, all of our props, sets, costumes, and makeup went up in flames at the old Cottageville School. We were just weeks away from moving it to a new location for storage when this disaster struck. Now, like the phoenix rising from the ashes, we are determined to rebuild and come back stronger than ever. We are starting over from the ground up and would greatly appreciate any assistance that can be provided. Whether it's in the form of props, sets, or monetary, The Haunt itself is a non-profit organization that donates to various local charities and organizations, as well as adopting local families for the holidays. They've set up a GoFundMe page to help with rebuilding. If you'd like to contribute, it's gofundme.com/57GOCJ4. We have a little news from Castle Blood Haunted Attraction in Monessen, Pennsylvania. Prepare yourself for an adventure in Castle Blood, Pittsburgh's most unique haunted house and Pennsylvania's premier theatrical haunted attraction. Housed in a historic 100-year-old funeral home, Castle Blood has been delighting crowds for more than 20 years with its famous Haunted Adventure Tour. Are you looking for an alternative to the usual St. Patrick's Day puking? Castle Blood presents St. Patrick's Weekend, Friday, March 16th from 7 to 9 and March 17th from 7 to 10. Celebrate all things Celtic in this full Halloween-style show. Castle Blood is located at 100 Schoonmaker Avenue in Monessen, Pennsylvania. Get more information and tickets at castleblood.com. We have some rumors regarding Halloween Horror Nights via attractionsmagazine.com. And we do have a disclaimer. Unless where otherwise noted, the following is rumor and speculation and should not be regarded as fact unless confirmed by the companies mentioned. That being said, since writing about Stranger Things and Stephen King's It being rumored as haunted houses for Halloween Horror Nights 2018 in Orlando and Hollywood, they've received additional Horror Nights rumors from several sources. Trick or Treat, the horror anthology movie directed and written by Michael Dougherty, was at Halloween Horror Nights 27 as a scare zone. It was by far one of the strongest aspects of the event that year, and word is that overall guest feedback for the zone was positive, so it's rumored to be returning this year as a haunted house slash maze in Orlando and Hollywood. Another source disclosed, John Carpenter's The Thing, is another possible horror classics haunted maze for both coasts. The new Halloween 2018 film from Blumhouse and Universal Pictures is also rumored to be a haunted house for Orlando and Hollywood. A user by the name of Alexander M. Bush on the Inside Universal forums disclosed the rumor that American Horror Story will return to both coasts, albeit with the cult season being in Orlando as a haunted maze and the asylum season being in Hollywood as a haunted maze. This user also disclosed that a Universal Classic Monsters maze is rumored to only be at Halloween Horror Nights for 2018, along with an American Horror Story cult scare zone. According to user 71, Wes Craven's A Nightmare on Elm Street is rumored to be a horror classics maze only in Orlando. Orlando will have original concept haunted mazes, as it's had in the past, but the count is rumored to be 2 to 3, with the majority of houses being based on licensed works. Previously, we heard Orlando had an interest in bringing back the VR Premium Haunted House from 2016, but another source has disclosed that this is not the case. As the disclaimer affixed to each installment states, this is rumored and not confirmed. The house roster usually isn't concrete until April to May when construction ramps up, but even then things can change. In 2015, the Purge Haunted Maze in Orlando was rumored to be a haunted house based on Wes Craven's Scream. The licensing fell through due to issues with copyright holders MTV and Fun World. They own the original Ghostface mask design. In 2017, The Hive was rumored to be a maze based on The Conjuring, although it was more difficult to discern as much from an initial walkthrough. It's safe to assume more rumors will emerge regarding Halloween Horror Nights as the event draws closer. Until then, stay tuned for all the latest, and again, mere rumors and speculation, unless we say otherwise. We have a little news from Raleigh SuperCon coming to Raleigh, North Carolina. Alice Cooper, the godfather of shock rock, is coming to Raleigh SuperCon July 27th through the 29th at the Raleigh Convention Center. Alice Cooper is a singer, songwriter, and actor who came to fame in the 70s and 80s with his garish, often ghoulish, stage performances. He's been performing on stage and releasing new albums for almost 50 years. Alice Cooper has appeared in films such as Wayne's World, Freddy's Dead, The Final Nightmare, and Dark Shadows, and has been featured in multiple comic book series, including Marvel Premiere No. 50, Alice Cooper The Last Temptation, Alice Cooper Welcome to My Nightmare, and Alice Cooper vs. Chaos. Get more information and a complete guest list to date at RaleighSuperCon.com. We have this update from Spooky Empire in Orlando, Florida. Zoinks! You're gonna scream for this next announcement. Matthew Lillard will appear at Spooky Empire April 6th through the 8th at the Wyndham Orlando Resort. Matthew Lillard has an amazing lineup of films, including, of course, Scream, Serial Mom, 13 Ghosts, Hackers, SLC Punk, Wicker Park, Without a Paddle, She's All That, and of course is the iconic character and voice of Shaggy in the Scooby-Doo movies. He has continued on as the voice of Shaggy in Scooby-Doo Mystery Inc. series and all movies and videos, including Scooby-Doo Meets Kiss and Lego Scooby-Doo. This is one event you don't want to miss, so reserve your rooms, VIP packages, and advance tickets today at SpookyEmpire.com. We have this update from Horror Hound Weekend coming to Cincinnati, Ohio. Horror Hound Weekend Cincinnati returns to the Sharonville Convention Center this March 23rd through the 25th, and we are happy to reveal that one of our favorite guests are returning, Chandler Riggs. And this announcement comes as bittersweet considering the recent Walking Dead circumstances. While Chandler has appeared in such films as Keep Watching, Get Low, and Mercy, we'll always remember him for his role as a central Walking Dead character, Carl Grimes. We'll be adding Chandler to the group photo ops for The Walking Dead, as well as offering a classic op photo op with just Chandler, Scott Wilson, and Michael Rooker, plus solo ops. Make sure to get your tickets today by visiting HorrorHoundWeekend.com. And finally, we have this news, speaking of The Walking Dead, on a Walking Dead-themed roller coaster coming to England via BloodyDisgusting.com. United Kingdom's Thorpe Park, the home of Saw the Ride, just announced that The Walking Dead The Ride will be added to the park this coming spring. Yes, this will be the world's first Walking Dead coaster. The premise? Thorpe Park Resort is overrun by walkers and there is but one goal, survive. Making it to the sanctuary, the safe zone is vital for salvation. Located at the center of the island, navigate your way to the center of the indoor bunker, but be warned, all signs point to an imminent invasion of walkers, so keep your head down and move quickly for your best chance of staying alive. The ride will recreate iconic moments and locations from the hit AMC series, and Thorpe's John Burton tells the Independent newspaper it's aiming to deliver maximum terror. Quote, it's 15 out of 10 on the scare scale, he tells the site. We are combining physical and digital effects because it is going to be dark, so we are going to make the most of that. The darkness acted as a canvas for us. We have incorporated the latest in special effects, lighting, smells, and even touch elements to create a terrifying, unique atmosphere. Spring is almost here. Look for the coaster to open up in April. And if any of our British friends go ride this thing, please let us know. Love to get a report. And that wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home hunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bubble juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit
froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
And ladies and gentlemen, you know, Trans World is here. It's time to start thinking about buying props and accessories and all sorts of things. And it's just a fantastic time to be alive. Everybody loves to talk about, you know, going to these conventions and buying your products and buying your stuff. A couple of years ago when I was at HauntCon in Birmingham and again in Nashville, I met this gentleman by the name of Ben Selecki, who is a co-owner of Haunted Farms of America. And he contacted me this week and said he had some big news to talk about. I figured it would be something regarding Haunted Farms of America. Turns out that he and his partner have acquired Vamp Fangs. If you're not familiar with Vamp Fangs, they've been around a long, long time, and they're a retailer of custom vampire fangs. I've got Ben on the line to talk about the acquisition. If you need fangs or other supplies, this might be the man to speak to, because, you know, let's face it, if your costume doesn't have fangs, it ain't a costume. Or is it? Ben, are you with us up in Beverly, Massachusetts?
I am. Thank you, Drew.
Hey, Ben. I'm glad to hear from you again. Long time no talk to. Didn't get to see you at HauntCon this year because I wasn't able to go, but you have just bought out Vamp Fangs. That's kind of an interesting jump from Haunted Farms of America to fangs.
It is. So again, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it. Alexis and I just Vamp Fangs this past year in July of 2017. This is kind of our official announcement of the acquisition, though. Vamp Fang's been around 25 years, so celebrating a major, major milestone this year. Started back in 93. We weren't really kind of out on the hunt. I know it was kind of weird going from, like you said, Haunted Farms into Vampire Fangs. But it was a mutual friend of ours, Scott Smilage, who was the original founder of Vamp Fangs. And it was just through our existing relationship. A project that we were working on last year ended up not happening, and we were just kind of like, huh, you know, what are we going to do this year? And just kind of jokingly in a conversation, it came up the idea about purchasing Vamp Fangs. And then there we were about 6 weeks later signing papers. So it kind of came out of the blue, kind of unexpected. But, you know, all in all, I mean, we're super excited to have acquired the brand. I mean, well-respected in the industry and well-established. So super excited for the opportunities.
Now, was Scott just ready to sell out, or was he looking at retiring, or what was his rationale for actually selling it?
He's in the process of actually getting married this week. And he is living most time, or at least part-time, a good chunk of the year, currently over in Vietnam. He's been working on Vamp Fangs and some other projects for a long, long time, and it was just time for a change. He's kind of putting some focus on some other projects. About to be married halfway around the world, decided it was time to pass the torch.
I could see the commute being a little bit of a problem.
That's a doozy.
Yeah, absolutely. So for people who, who work at haunted houses, or people who are into the goth lifestyle or vampire lifestyle or anything like that, and they're interested in a pair of fangs, why should they consider Vamp Fangs? I know they've been around a long time. I own a custom-made pair of fangs. Why Vamp Fangs? What's the advantages?
Well, I think when you're looking at at a well-fitting fang, I think you look across the industry and there's a lot of different options out there. You know, everything from kind of very inexpensive all the way up to kind of full custom jobs and everything in between. And so I think when you're looking for kind of a very affordable pair of fangs that don't leave you with, chunks of plastic leaking out of the side of your face. And I think that there's something to be said for having that custom that custom fit. And when you're talking about Vamp Fangs, you know, we go way back with Scarecrow, and we're one of the most early and biggest distributors for Scarecrow. And just the ability that in a matter of 5 minutes to be able to mix it up, get a custom mold, and then, you know, quick in, quick out. I think the comfort and quality and kind of final fit when you match them up against some other brands out there, you know, I think it's an easy winner. So I would put Vamp Fangs and Scarecrow up against you know, any other of the kind of mass produced fangs that you find out there, and we'll come out on top, no doubt.
Now, will you be vending these at various conventions over the next few years now? Will you be taking this to Midwest or HauntCon or West Coast or even Transworld?
I mean, right now, I think, you know, we're hyper-focused internally. We've got some projects going on and some growth opportunities, you know, kind of focus within some in the Fang realm, but others in the contact lenses, but then also fragrance and apparel. Those are kind of our four major categories. And so, I mean, as of right now, we don't have any plans to kind of take it on the convention roadshow or anything like that. We do, you know, almost all of our business exclusively online. We sell globally, so we're you know, we sell to I don't even know how many dozens of countries we see come across on a weekly, monthly basis. But no, man, I think as of just right now, we're just really focused internally and really getting a handle on this, doing a ton of customer outreach. I think, you know, that's a really, really big thing for us over the course of this next year. Just really getting closer and in contact with, you know, Vamp Fangs shoppers and establishing, strengthening relationships and really just, you know, gathering feedback and finding out what people want to see so we can deliver.
Excellent. You mentioned contact lenses. I know in the press release that you sent me, you're expanding into Gothica theatrical contact lenses. So you're going to be selling those as well. And, you know, everybody I know that looks at contact lenses, a very important part of their costuming, you know, you got to have something that's FDA cleared. You can't just go out and buy those cheap things from Singapore or wherever, right?
100%. You know, I think when it comes to really finishing off a character, I mean, eyes and teeth, that's where it's at. And as far as the safety goes, I mean, Gothica is one of the most well-respected, longest-standing brands, you know, here in the United States. Vamp Fangs has been selling Gothica for approximately 15 years in some capacity. Really, one of the focuses with Gothica in the expansion over the course of the next 12 months, looking to really push into some of the more custom lenses, doing some scleral lenses, some hand paints, but then also widening out the prescription strengths. Right now, most of our lenses are available like strength like 0 to -6. And with the new kind of push into the custom side of things, we'll be able to handle +20 to -20, which is just, I mean, wide range. Also lenses for astigmatisms, people with astigmatisms. So we'll be able to handle torics as well. So super excited to be able to provide, you know, USA-based sources for these guys. Definitely safety number one, man. You're 100% right about the FDA clearance. There's too many shady sellers and, you know, illegitimate lenses out there to take a chance, man. You only get one set of eyes.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I want to congratulate you on acquiring Vamp Fangs. It sounds like it's going to be a great partnership. But I've got to ask you, what's going on with Haunted Farms of America? What kind of plans do you have this year coming up and in the future? And for people who don't know, what is Haunted Farms of America?
Oh, so for people who don't know, Haunted Farms of America, in a nutshell, is a community for farms who produce agritainment, haunted agritainment. So whether that's a hayride or a corn maze or anything like that, walking trails through the woods, It's for farmers and their production partners who either are launching something new and they really want to launch it the right way from the ground up, or they've already gotten attraction, but they really just need some help kind of taking it to the next level. So we offer services all the way from free, all the way through paid memberships that range kind of the full gamut, just on a pure kind of brainstorming phone call, pick my brain type of thing, all the way up to full production, marketing, advertising, websites, training, I mean, you name it. We try to network with a lot of other businesses as well. You know, we work with some other partners, and it really it's we try to just provide value, really, is what it is. You know, a lot of our members are free members, and so they'll just kind of absorb our content, pick up the phone, ask questions, get our take, get our opinion on things, and it's really a feel good for us. We get to, you know, talk with some great people and meet some great people. You know, if you haven't dealt with Haunted Farms before, anyone you know out there have just kind of been in the world of indoor haunted houses, you know, I encourage you to get out there and kind of find some local haunted farms and just. I tell you, farmers are awesome, man. We meet some just stand-up people.
With my consulting business, about once a year I'll get a call from somebody that says, hey, I've got a farm. I'm looking at doing something after harvest is done, after the corn's dead, after the soybeans are gone. You know, what can I do as far as a haunted attraction? So I know it's a growing industry, and a lot of farms are looking at that as an extra revenue stream. And like you said, man, middle of October, standing out in a corn maze, full moon outside, the wind rustling through there, that can be pretty darn spooky in a traditional Halloween sense, not to mention all the little creepy crawlies that are haunting those mazes. So it's a lot of fun. If you're used to just going through old warehouses and schools and asylums and things like that, get out there and enjoy a haunt on a farm, because that's really a pretty cool Halloween-y thing.
So for people that want,
so for people that want more information on the Vamp Fangs or the lenses that you're doing, or even the Haunted Farms of America, how can people get more information on this?
So feel free. I mean, reach out, whether it be online through our websites, farmhaunts.com. Is Haunted Farms of America. We're also on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. And then on the Vamp Fang side, vampfangs.com. Again, vampfangs.com is the URL. And we are also on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. Search Vamp Fangs. You should find us, man. We pop right up there in the search engines. Please feel free to reach out. You know, love to hear from people. Easiest way to get in contact with us is message us right through Facebook. We're monitoring that, you know, fairly closely, and generally we'll get back to people pretty quick. So many ways to reach us. Just find the avenue that works best for you.
Absolutely. So check out all the stuff, vampfangs.com, farmhaunts.com. Ben Selecki, I want to thank you for taking the time, A, to send us a press release on this. Congratulations on you and your partner, Alexis Hebert, for purchasing Vamp Fangs. It sounds like you're off to a great start. You know, they've already got a good reputation, and we're going to see where you're going to run with this for the next few years. If you're somebody in the agricultural business wanting some information on maybe putting a haunt or something like that up there, go check them out at farmhaunts.com. Ben, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us here on the Big Scary News.
Thanks, Drew. Appreciate the time.
Absolutely. This is Drew Badger, and we are out.
We'd like to thank the Ghastly Ones for laying down the tunes for this show. Also, we'd like to thank once again Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor, froggiesfog.com. Make sure to check out the Big Scary Show next week for even more news, music, rants, phobias, interviews, the Round Table of Terror, and so much more at our redesigned website, bigscaryshow.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook and stay on top of everything happening in the world of haunts, horror, and Halloween. Once again, this is Drew Badger saying good night.